Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio in downtown Tempe, where we help build businesses and we connect you with the right people. I'm Karen Nowicki, and I'm very excited to have two friends in the studio today, folks who've been with us in the past on two different segments. We have Jessica Adnani with Personalized Solutions. Welcome back, Jessica.
Thank you, Karen. I'm happy to be here.
Did I do justice to your last name?
You did. You did it perfectly.
I realize I usually try to check to make sure I have it correct, but I was hoping that I was right from the last time. And Danny Creed with Focal Point Coaching.
Hey. Hi.
Welcome back.
I'm glad to be here.
You were a guest on our Winning Business series with Lisa Rehurick not too long ago.
Yes. Not too long, was it?
Well, yeah. Actually, no, well, not too bad.
Time passes.
It does very swiftly. In fact, when you have a 10-year-old like we do who tells you how fast time is going by, you know that it really is going quickly. Because if a 10-year-old is noticing, then I think it's much too fast. And Jessica, you were a guest of mine and Joanne Holland's on Ladies Leadership Circle.
Yeah, that was back in December.
I suppose it was. And I think, Danny, it was before that with you and Lisa, I almost forgot Lisa's last name. Oh my goodness, I think it's time to call it a day. It must be Friday. No, it's Monday. Just kidding. Hey, we're excited to have both of you in the studio today because you have a connection that I wasn't aware of, obviously, until Jessica had shared that with me all those months ago. But before we get into the relationship that the two of you have, I want to hear about your launch celebration on Thursday. Jessica, tell us about Personalized Solutions first. What is that company? What are you all about?
We are a specialized concierge service provider. We try and provide everything that a busy lifestyle would require. So event planning, travel planning, property management, yacht management, staffing, personal assistance, anything that you would need. Instead of going to 10 different places to fulfill those needs, you come to one and it's all managed and it's streamlined. So we work with a lot of high profile people throughout the country. And I am now in Arizona to open our Phoenix Scottsdale location, all the way from Washington, D.C. So Thursday is our launch party official at the Museum of the West, which is the only Smithsonian on the West Coast. And coming from Washington, we have all of the Smithsonian. So it was a great way to kind of tie both coasts together and really make it a fun and unique place because a lot of people who live here still haven't been. So it's going to be a great night. It's from 5 to 7 p.m. and I'm really excited about it.
I am so looking forward to celebrating with you. And I admittedly have not been. So this will be a new
experience for
me. Yes. So out of DC and now relocating the home office here in Phoenix, this will be the home base, but you still have, well, obviously you have clients all over the world, but you will still have DC, kind of a DC connection, a satellite office then?
Exactly. We still have DC up and running. I built this business 6.5 years ago now. So it would be a shame to, lose any of that. So I'll be bouncing back and forth to make sure that everything quality-wise is staying exactly where, it's always been and maintaining those great connections that we have in Washington with the fabulous clientele.
Very good. And why Phoenix?
I came to Phoenix on behalf of a Washington, D.C. client who had asked me to attend a meeting on her behalf, and I fell in love. It was, the first 24 hours. I'd never thought about Phoenix ever in my life. And
yes, it was winter.
It
probably.
Was September.
Oh, it was September. Yeah. Well, we can brag about our winters, can't we, Danny?
But it was fantastic. I mean, I met the most amazing people, Joanne Holland included in that. I went to an event for the American Heart Association, which brought me back for the Heart Ball in November. And, I just realized that this is a great place for business. It's a very unique place and it's one of the fastest growing economies in the country. So now is the time to come to Phoenix.
Yep. And Danny and I are both nodding our head. Yes, I agree with that. Tell me, so we're quickly growing in every industry, but when you use the word unique to describe Phoenix, what do you find that's unique about our business community, but also our state at all?
Well, in contrast to Washington, D.C., which is so politically driven, this is a great melting pot of all different types of business, all different types of people. Often I'm not running into native Arizonans. I'm running into, I came from here, I came from here, I came from here. So everyone's coming from a different perspective and has their own unique background in business and story. So you're interacting with people who just are doing major things. And not that people in Washington aren't, but it's very politically driven. So what I love about Phoenix is that it is such a melting pot of innovation and the startup scene out here is also really, really strong,
huge.
Which a lot of people probably don't realize if you haven't, you know, lived here and been here.
Absolutely. Danny, you've been here forever, but a long time.
Since 1991.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And remind me where you're.
Lots of things have changed. We came out from Kansas, okay. We're Midwest, where we were raised.
Yeah. Also cold weather.
Also
winter.
Very cold.
Yeah.
Yes.
And how did the two of you connect? Who would like to get us caught up on that neat connection?
Why don't you do that? Because it's really interesting.
So that first meeting that my client in Washington had asked me to attend was the meeting that I met Danny at. And so there's a book publisher that he worked with to publish his book. And I had worked with that publisher on behalf of my client to get her book published. Mm. And she said, I really can't do this. Can you go? You got the book published for me. Just handle it. I said, okay. I've never been to Arizona. Absolutely. I'll be there. So it was, I think, an 8-hour long meeting.
Yeah.
It was a long one. And it masked itself as a mastermind, which I had never sat through a mastermind before. And he's the king of them. But long story short, he shows up about 2 hours in and we're still in the introduction phase of getting through this room and everybody talking their stories. And then he sits down, automatically gets a stage, and I go, wow, this guy's actually done something. Whereas the rest of this room, it was just kind of a sob story. So
interesting.
We connected during lunch, exchanged business cards. And after that, when I decided I was going to come back to Phoenix for the Heartball in November, I emailed him and I said, would you mind sitting down with me? I would like to consider launching my business out here. And there's no one I think who would be a better advisor in that than you. And this guy hardly knows me. You know, we had a brief interaction during a mastermind that we both were kind of bored at. And that was about it. But he was so gracious. He said yes. We met at the Omni and we sat there for 2 to 3 hours with his wonderful wife. And we ran through the best way to get off the ground in Arizona and how I should structure it. And then ever since then, he is the first person I ask when it comes to anything business related, because he makes me think about things in a completely different way.
I know that that's what he's famous for, right? I remember your conversation with Lisa, and I didn't get to be on air at that time. I was just producing the show, but I sat here, the same seat as I am in today, and just nodded my head, yes, taking furious notes. And then we met after that,
yes,
just to continue our connection. Yeah. How does it make you feel when you hear someone like Jessica share those accolades?
Yeah, that's thank you, by the way. But that's why I do this.
Yep.
You know, Zig Ziglar was one of my mentors, and Zig always used to say it's biblical that you help enough people get what they want and you'll get what you want. And people who go through life, and lots of successful entrepreneurs and such, but they go through life with only the dollar sign in their minds as the end result. And the fact is, the dollar sign would be 10 or 20 X more if they went in with the mindset of helping the people, you know, let me help you be successful. And then I'll get it in multiples. So that's what I've always tried to do as an entrepreneur and as a business coach now.
You mentioned Joanne Holland's name as well, another collaborative partner and someone who's been somewhat of a guide for you as well. And I know she's been that for me. Do you find, as you've been getting more involved in the Phoenix community, and Danny, you can speak to this as well, but I know your business is international as well, mm-hmm. but I really feel like the Phoenix community is really all around helping each other. I'm finding that more and more that the startup companies, the tech companies, manufacturing, aerospace, hospitality, you name it, everybody is, not everybody, but most everybody is looking to see what they can do to accelerate an introduction, to help lend a hand, whether it's for a nonprofit or a charity situation, or even just cross-referencing and supporting each other in what we're doing. Do you both find that to be true as well?
I absolutely do. The other thing I didn't mention about our launch is that we are celebrating the Women of the Year of Scottsdale, which is Nancy Kennard, who is one of the top bankers in Arizona, as well as East Valley Women's Woman of the Year, Margaret Stevens Reed, who is fantastic. She actually lived down the street from me in Arlington many moons before she ended up making her way to Phoenix. And she's, you know, just a powerhouse in terms of what she does philanthropically for this community. But I'm happy to be able to call both of them friends. And I wouldn't know them without Joanne Holland and those introductions. And I wouldn't get to be a member of all of these wonderful organizations had she not said, hey, let me open these different doors for you.
Yeah.
And it's been such a blessing. And people out here are so willing to do that. And in Washington, they are not. So that is the other reason why I've felt instantly at home here in Phoenix because people genuinely want to help each other succeed in business.
I love that. And I agree with Joanne. She's all about, in fact, she landed here as a guest well before we decided to collaborate on a series together. And the same thing, she was sitting where Danny's sitting right now and looked across the table. We've known each other somewhat for years and said, this is fantastic. I love what you're doing. How can I help you? And likewise with the two of you, we sat down for, I think, a lunch that should have been about, you know, an hour. It was about a 4.5 hour lunch. And we've been working together ever since because it really is around who do you know? Who do I know? How can we get you connected? And we've been very reciprocal and I'm deeply appreciative of her support of the network. Do you find, Danny, a lot of your clients, they're here in Arizona or they're not? Remind me.
Yeah, it's about an even split. I have clients all over the United States and the world, really. And I have a lot of clients right here in town. And I work with entrepreneurs and executives and startups and small business, small, large business owners. But I just wanted to get into that question you asked, Jessica, is that, you know, let's face it, there are slugs here just like there are anywhere else, you know, so when you're out there, but I do, for the most part, if you take the time and find the people with the right heart, this is a very giving community, but you have to find them because you can get sucked into, you know, look, if you go online, you can find that there's about 200 networking events every week here in Phoenix, maybe a day. I don't know. There's an awful lot. And some of them are where you go get 100 cards and give 100 cards and you'll not find anybody who can make a decision. Then there are those places, and I know Jessica's great at being able to tap into those, but there's places where, you know, my grandfather was an old farmer and he had a saying that really applies to business. He said, you know, you can't go fishing where there aren't any fish.
Right.
You know, but yes, yet most of us, you know, I could say, Karen, let's go for Blue Marlin. They're running at Lake Pleasant this weekend. Well, blue marlin is a saltwater fish. We could go fishing all day, but there's not going to be any blue marlin.
Yeah.
So if you take your time and you really research it and you understand the people and you look for their hearts rather than just an event, you'll find more people that'll help you here than anywhere I've ever been.
I agree with that. One of the guests that was on earlier today, Kathleen Duffy from the Duffy Group, said something similar. When we meet up, and we connect with like-minded people, we want to be purposeful in those interactions. And so there are plenty of networking groups. There's plenty of businesses that we can introduce each other to. And we want to be mindful of one, will they reciprocate? And not that it has to be tit for tat or, you know, dollar for dollar, but are they thinking like-minded and are they willing to collaborate and or at least reach a handout and provide you with the introduction that you're looking for? And I certainly know that the two of you work that way and so do we. So I love that. Purposeful connections.
Yes.
Otherwise, we're just spinning our wheels and maybe spending time in a hobby and not really accelerating our businesses or our mission and purpose. So on that note, let's get back to the mission and purpose. Let's talk a little bit more about personalized solutions. So would you describe it as a concierge service then, really helping fast-paced executive leaders with some of the ancillary things that they may not have time to attend to? How would you best describe your clientele?
Yes, exactly. We are a concierge service. We're very specialized. You know, we're aiming to handle everything from the everyday to the extravagant. So, you know, whether it's making sure that a former CEO who's on 7 different boards has all of his meetings, all of his travel, all of these things connected, all the expense reports done, that takes a lot of time. And, you know, they no longer have that EA working for them anymore because they are not officially working in that executive capacity. So we have a lot of clients in that realm. And then we have a lot of women who've started their own different philanthropic efforts. And there's a lot of different moving pieces and parts that go into making a philanthropic event successful. Another client base that we have is a lot of political fundraisers. I've been fortunate enough to last week just host a fundraiser for the mayor of Washington, D.C. I've done one with Hillary Clinton's campaign. And prior to that, I'd worked with a couple of different senators and congressmen. And then out here, I'm also getting involved. So there's just so many different aspects of life that we try to make, you know, simpler for people because there's no, there's nothing like time. You know, you can't get it back. You can't buy more of it, but you can choose how you allocate it. So we're here to help you make the most of that time. And Coach Dan actually put this into this incredible perspective for me. I'm not going to regurgitate it well, but will you explain that again?
Which?
Where you map out, if you want to make $200,000 a year, This is how your time breaks down. It's life-changing.
Do we need a whiteboard? There's a pen behind you.
I'll write on the wall. I actually have done it before. Most people have no idea what their time is worth. And so they do not use it properly. And so in order, and I just left a coaching session this morning where a guy was, you know, has been offered $1.5 million for just a test run of his product. And he is not taking it because he had to go do some piddly stuff. And so I walked him through this. So the Bureau of Labor Statistics says that most people will work 2,000 hours a year. And so if you take, and you can do this two ways, but if you take what your goal is for income, let's say your goal is $200,000. And that's where it should be if you're not, you know, but your goals, let's say it's 200,000. So all goal setting books in history will say that the way you achieve goals is to visualize the goal. And then you think about it and you write it down as if you've already done it. I enjoy earning $200,000 instead of, boy, I'd like to have $200,000. So I enjoy earning. So if your goal is $200,000 and we're going to work at least 2,000 hours, you divide that. So your time is worth 24 hours a day, $100 an hour. So you have to ask yourself, is the task I'm doing right now
or more tasks,
$100 an hour task, or is it a $10 an hour task? I can hire a somebody off the street to go to. I have a client in California who was ran a gym, and he was traveling to North LA to go pick up vitamins three times a week. It was taking him 2 hours each trip, so he's spending 12 hours a week go pick up vitamins.
Wow!
And his goal was to make $400,000 in the world of glittery out there. But we figured that his time was worth $200 an hour, but he could hire a courier service for $12 an hour.
Right.
He was spending $3,000 a week of his time value when he could have been spending $120. So you ask me, which is most important? That 12 hours that he could be focusing on business or going to go pick up those vitamins. So if you ask yourself again, this gentleman I was with this morning, he was focusing on getting some emails returned and he was behind on some of those. Instead of dealing in this deal would have got him $1.5 million. Mm-hmm. I flat told him, I said, look, you know, if you're not going to do this, let me and I'll go do it because you're not putting the value of what you're doing. So you've got to ask yourself on an ongoing basis, every 20 minutes when you're just practicing this, is what I'm doing right now the most important thing I could possibly be doing to move my business or my goals forward? So if you just think about it on where you should be in income and then what that is worth on an hourly basis, 24 hours a day, it changes your whole perspective.
It's amazing. And so once he had told me that, I started thinking about everything that I'm doing now in Arizona as I'm, you know, launching from the ground up in a completely different way. And I became a lot more strategic and I saw a huge, huge jump. You know, we started bringing clients in the door, projects that we were working on with DC clients just started transforming at a much faster pace. And that one, you know, that 10-minute chat that we just had was instrumental in being able to change the way that I think about business.
I think it's interesting too, because you're there to help alleviate us with these smaller tasks, whether it's event planning or you know, keeping a hand on all the different things, all the things that are happening here and there for executive leaders. And yet that one little coaching nugget from Coach Dan even shifted in your mind the way that you're running your business and helped elevate it to the next level. That's got to be huge, because now you can pass that on, obviously, to your clients. You know, what can I take off your hands? And if you see them handling something that you know you and your team can handle better, you can just say, that is not a $250 an hour task.
Well, actually, she can justify with what she does. It's so valuable. She can justify the return on investment almost instantly.
Absolutely.
with an executive that's making $500,000 or $1 million. What's that time worth? Well, if she can do valuable things for that, it pays for itself.
Yeah. Relinquish those tasks over to personalized solutions.
So, and a lot of people don't think that way, even at the C level. So when you show them, hey, this is what personalized solutions can do, how much is your time worth to you? Because that is how much you're going to save compared to what we're charging to do these things. It is absolutely nothing in comparison.
Yeah.
And, you know, for a lot of people, it's just having more time to spend at home with their families and really be able to disconnect. And speaking of disconnecting, Coach Dan was talking to me about interruption addiction. We're so glued to our phones. We are so glued to our emails that if you check your phone every 2 minutes, it takes 18 minutes. Or if you check your phone, it takes 18 minutes to get back on task, something like that. Yeah. I might be butchering this a little bit, which means you're never getting back on task. So being able to set, you know, guidelines for yourself and say, hey, I'm going to be focused on this from this time to this time. I'm going to check this at noon and I'm going to check it at 3 and I'm going to check it at 5. Being able to structure your day that way, I know for me has been great. And, you know, I'm not perfect. I'm trying, but we're not quite there yet.
Especially with you and I, and I don't know that Dan is so much this way, but our businesses are social media savvy. We have to be out there. Every time I'm on air, I've got to make sure that I'm posting it afterwards and with some of our clients, our sponsors beforehand, and sometimes even during. So I really am tied to my phone, but I've let that be an excuse sometimes to avoid doing the things that I really ought to be doing, because sometimes they require a little bit more of me or I'm newer at it. And so I too have got to learn. I've had to learn to be very disciplined with my social media time.
So is what you're doing right now the most important thing you could possibly be doing to move your task forward?
That's an excellent question. And right now, yes, you know, yeah, this is my sweet spot. Yeah, clearly this is my sweet spot, being on air with you and having an opportunity to have these savvy conversations. The other tasks for me specifically are the show concept meetings and working with sponsors and that sort of thing. I am now at that point where I'm handing social media off to a team, because I realize, as much as I love it, and I could let that be my excuse, I love it and I'm good at it. I used to own a social media company that was very successful. Good for you. Hooray. But that's not, I mean, that's a $15 an hour, if not less than that task.
It's all about discipline.
Yes, it is.
Now, discipline, the way I define it, is doing what you need to do when you need to do it, whether you want to or not. Okay. So discipline then would be, say, I'm going to do my social media work I need to do, but I'm not going to do anything else. I'm not going to let it suck me in down that abyss of, well, maybe I'll just check my emails. Well, maybe I'll just, it's a discipline of saying, I've got a specific time where I'm going to come back and do that.
Absolutely. Jessica, you had mentioned yachts. So would you help someone? I mean, I'm intrigued. I think you and I have talked about Bravada Yachts. They were guests on our show not too long ago.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And I still need to connect with them.
Well, we're going to have to make sure we do that. Yes, but you mentioned yachts. So how does, I personally don't have a yacht, but if I did, how would you help me? Danny's shocked.
So growing up, well, I didn't grow up there, but I was born in Orange County, California, big boating community, mm-hmm. Dana's Point specifically. And then in Washington, we've got Annapolis down the street. I lived in Annapolis for a year, but majority of my DC clients have homes in Annapolis and they have boats docked at those homes. So fast forward into my business a couple of years, I get approached by a client who's a member of the New York Yacht Club. And he says, hey, I was asked to be the chair Commodore person for the New York Yacht Club's Chesapeake Bay cruise this year. It's 7 days long. We're going to all these different stops, tons of logistics. We've got to have enough slips in all these different places to fit X, Y, and Z boats. And these are New York Yacht Club members. They are very specific in the things that they like and the things that they expect during a cruise. Sure. So we're dealing with a very high level clientele. So he goes, can you help me with it? Because I'm not an event planner. I'm a boater. And this is a great honor to be asked of this, but there's going to be a lot of work. And I said, great, sure. But I don't know anything about boats. So...
interesting.
Working through that process, I mean, we had maybe 8 months of planning before we actually had people with their boats in the Chesapeake Bay launching off for that kickoff. So it was just an education on my feet of really learning the ins and outs of boating and making sure that, you know, this type of boat fits in this type of slip. And we've got to make sure that, you know, you can't dock here because that's where the anchors get lost and then they move during the night. I mean, all these things.
Yeah.
So
where event planner meets boating, he had the boating skills and you had the event planning skills. So,
and I had to have more boating skills.
Yeah, clearly. So, but you gained that obviously through that.
I did. And so if you have a large boat, I'd say 80 feet or more, you have staff, you have a captain, sure. You typically have 2 to 3 people, a chef taking care of it. And your boat, most of the boats are all around the world, depending on, you know, your schedule and what you like to do during the summers. So you need to make sure all of those staff are paid. You need to make sure that, you know, all the maintenance for the boat is being taken care of. And it's kind of just like owning a house on the water, except for the fact that, oh, this client's boat is in Turkey this week. I need to make sure that we're getting X, Y, and Z things done off the coast of Turkey. It's very similar to home management, but you're dealing in foreign capacities. And it's been great being able to know so much more about the boating world and just being able to experience a completely new way of life. But that's how I got into it. So if you had a boat, it's just like managing a house, except for it's constantly on the go.
Well, and the clientele that we're talking about, right? These are folks who likely have yachts and they have planes and they have second and third homes. And so this really is just another part of what you have to offer, is to help them keep all of that managed and up to date. And in addition to not only the locations, but also their staff.
Exactly. Because they want to hop on these boats and know everybody's been paid. Everybody's taken care of. I don't need to think about this. I don't have to get on my boat and make sure that all of the things that I want to eat are already stocked on it. I just want to be able to get on my boat, get off my boat, fly to wherever I need to fly to, and then get back on my boat when I'm ready to. Mm-hmm. Not deal with all the little details.
Tell me, there's something so unique about you. And I know, Danny, you've clearly spent more time with Jessica than I have. But what would you say, and I'll start with you and then I'll ask Danny, but what would you say your clients love the most about you in particular?
I would say that instead of being a reactive person, I'm a proactive person. So I'm trying to anticipate your need before you've even asked for it. And then once I've done that, oh, wow, that's great. I hadn't even thought of that yet. Oh, yeah, of course. And I'm very can do. So I rarely say, no, that's not something that I will do or I can do. There's always a solution to every problem. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer to figure out what that is. But, you know, there's the internet and a lot of people will say, oh, I don't know the answer to that. Well, if you type it into Google, I bet you could figure it out, you know? And people don't think like that.
No, but you do.
I do. And I don't want to have to tell someone, oh, I have no idea. I built my business on being able to be quick on my feet and learn as I go. And that's how I've been successful. And I haven't made excuses. And, you know, there have been moments when I truly don't know something. And I'll say, hey, I don't have the answer, but I'm sure I can find the person who does and can solve this problem for us.
And I will find out.
Exactly.
Yeah. Danny, what would you say in addition to what Jessica shared? What makes her unique?
Two things for me. Energy, to find people sometimes that you want to work with that has less energy than I do. I don't really get along very well with them.
And you are high energy.
I am. Yeah. But that's true. And the higher you get in wealth and things like that, people are going to want, they want energy. They want a positive attitude. They want can-do spirit about them. You know, the other, and I'm just going to blow this whole quote, but I was just reading it last night. Alvin Toffler said that the real successful people of the future are ones that can learn, then unlearn, and then relearn.
Yes.
You know, and that just means, in from my coaching, business coaching world, I'll tell you, the people who struggle the most, and you know, there's a reason why it's now about 91% of all businesses that start today will be broken 2 years or less. And the main reason is they're not willing to change. They're not willing to listen, adapt, change, relearn. I have a seminar that I do about surviving in any economy. And there's six rules. And one of the rules is, if you keep doing business the way you've always done business, you will be out of business. I mean, you've got to be willing to change. And in the world that Jessica lives in, I mean, there's going to be all kinds of personalities. Adaptability is probably another one. There's going to be all kinds of personalities with all kinds of backgrounds, but the one thing that's going to be standard is they're going to demand quality. They're going to, you know, if you say ask her to do something and she goes, "Well, how do you think I ought to do that?" That's not what they're looking for. They're looking to save time, effort, and money. Mm-hmm. And again, we go back to, what's your time worth? You know,
absolutely.
So every hour she can save them might save them $100,000. Mm-hmm. You know, depending on who they are and what they do. So yeah. I think that's, you know, and the nice thing I will say about the things that we've just been talking about, Jessica, is that it's the traits that make a successful business person. Bang. It goes all the way across the board that makes a absolutely successful business or not. You know, adaptability, energy, willingness to learn. that's why she's going to be very successful.
Yeah, so the other thing that's really interesting about what he just said is after our second meeting in November of this past year, he sent me this assessment called the DISC assessment.
Oh, sure.
And I've done so many different assessments. I've done Myers-Briggs, I've done Gallup Strengths, but I'd never heard of DISC and I'd never done DISC. So I take this really long test, I get the results back, and it is pages upon pages upon pages of just information about who I apparently am. I'm like, wow, this is a lot. So he scheduled a phone call with me when I was back in DC, and we did about an hour of walking through it, and we probably could have done four, but it really helped me to see that the traits that I are my strongest are exactly what entrepreneurship is all about. And he was able to make me see these things and how I can really utilize specific things in different situations to be more relatable to any type of clientele. So that was an incredibly eye-opening experience for me. If you haven't done one recently, you need to do one.
Yeah, it's time to do it again. And I've done all three, but it's time to do it again.
I'd be glad to provide that
too. Okay.
Well, see, here's the key though. A lot of people sell these things and can give you one, but I've been in businesses where they had all their employees do it and everybody's walking around going, I'm a D, I'm an I. But nobody knows how to teach what you do with the information.
Yes.
And that's what I've tried to specialize in. And that's why we can really get down and say, you know, think about this.
Yeah, it's not meant to be a badge on your lapel. No, it's meant to be, how can I best communicate the skill set that I have?
Exactly.
And how can I listen and be able to articulate back what I hear you saying, even though you may have a different skill set, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's how to adapt and manage to everyone you meet.
Absolutely.
And Danny's so good at it. We'll go out to dinner and it'll be a fun game. I'll say, okay, that group of people, what are they? And he'll say, this is a high D, this is an S, this is a this, this is a that. We did it to my boyfriend recently, and what my interpretation was completely wrong. And I was like, okay, well, now that you say so, I'm thinking about him very differently. I see it now.
I love it.
But
so
he's so in tune with
it. Boyfriend, it's really okay.
Right? He does no idea what he is anyway.
I love it. I was going to share about what I've gotten to know about you is very, well, similar, but different what both of you said. There is a depth of wisdom and intellect that I respect in you, Jessica. And, you know, when you say you've been in business for what, 7 years now?
Six and a half years.
When you see this beautiful woman, she looks like she just literally walked off the college campus. So, which is great, you know, that youth will carry you all the way through. But there's this wisdom and this intellect, not only academic intellect, but also just this wise soul and heart. That's the other piece that I hear that I think sometimes gets, it's the softer skills that I know that you are so strong in addition to the fierce, let's go get it done. I'm going to solve this problem and I can masterfully handle multiple things at any one time. So I just wanted to make sure that I offered up that observation as well.
If I may contribute just a little more to that, she said something that's very interesting for all the listeners. And she said, I'm trying to be proactive versus reactive. Psychologically, and I've studied a lot the psychology of success and psychology of business. And psychologically, we put that in two categories today. And one category is it's really a mindset or a mentality. And one side of that is a mentality of surviving. The other side is a mentality of thriving.
Yes.
And you don't have to be personally thriving at this moment to have a thriving mentality. But the survival mentality, it's amazing when you think of it like that, how many people go through life with a survival mentality. I talked to a gentleman, I talk to a lot of people every day, and this is one of the first things I look for, where their heads are at, you know. And I'll say, well, for instance, if somebody's interviewing me to be their coach, and they say, yeah, we'll give it a try, I'll back out of the deal. I say, no, we're not
going to
give it a try, because your mentality is, I'm not going to go in 100%.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to say, well, I'll give it a try and see what happens. It's like, I won't get off on a tangent, but that's why I think there's so many divorces today. Well, we'll give it a try.
Absolutely.
You know, it's that survival mentality. It's, I'm just getting by. I had a guy tell me one time, I was interviewing for my first book about goals, and he said his goal was to go to work every day and break even.
Isn't that crazy? He told us that at the mastermind, and I almost fell out of my seat.
Yeah.
But the problem with that mastermind that we met at was
most of the
everybody
there was like that.
Was in that group. And, you know, it was sob story, and I don't have the strength and the mental capacity to promote myself and this and that, then you shouldn't
Thank
be an author.
Coach Dan walked in when he did.
Survival mentality, though.
Yeah.
You know, and if you think about it, because we can all, even with the strongest, personalities, we can fall into that survival mentality. So the thing is, it's like, it was so powerful what she said, is that, look, people don't expect me to go, well, I'll think about it, or how, you know, they expect me to figure it out. And that's where you become successful. You know, you've got that, are we thinking survival? I'll get by. Golly, you know, who knows what our government's going to do today. So I can't be successful until we figure out the tax system, or we approve the budget. Well, baloney. That's such a crock, because I guarantee you, I'll bet you $10,000 right now, Karen, that you can't go into any market in America and pick the most obscure business category in that market. And I bet you 10 grand, you can't find at least one person in that category. It's not just blowing the doors off.
Oh, sure.
And if you go interview them, I'll tell you, guarantee you what they'll tell you, because I've done that. And they will say, well, everybody else is in hiding or crouching in the corner. Their customers have to go somewhere. Just won't be me.
I'm not laying down. I'm going to go find where they are, and I'm going to acquire them.
Yeah. I guarantee you. And that's that, wow. That's a thriving mentality, mm-hmm. You know, and that's what Jessica is.
Well, and what makes Coach Dan so much more valuable than I think he even realizes is that, you know, the insight and just well-rounded experiences that he's had with 14 different startups and taking 3 companies public and all of this knowledge. I mean, he's been in so many scenarios and situations that he said, you know, I've made a lot of mistakes and I want to help people not make those. And as a young entrepreneur, I know I'm not perfect. I know that I'm going to make mistakes, but it's great to have him as a resource to, hey, Coach Dan, I'm in this situation. What do you think the best route of doing that is? You know, and just having someone to run ideas past, I mean, it makes you feel, I guess, safer and like you're going to make a much more well-rounded decision because you have someone who is a trusted and true advisor. And there's a lot of coaches out there, as he's been telling me, who everyone can call themselves a coach. But what is your background? What makes you someone that I should be asking for advice with? Why should I trust my business in your hands? Have you ever even owned a business?
Such an important factor in selecting coaches. We really have to vet them.
Boy, I can't tell you. You know, it's like, I think I shared this with when we had lunch. You know, I use a lot of medical analogies because I had a pretty serious situation happen a couple of years ago, you know. But I always say, if you found out you had to have a triple bypass heart surgery and you were talking to your doctor, which doctor would you want? Would you want the guy who says, so doc, you know, you're pretty excited, you feel pretty good that this is going to go well, and you want the guy that says, absolutely, I've done thousands of these, don't worry, I'll see you in 6 hours? Or do you want the guy that goes, well, this is my first couple, you know, and I've got a YouTube up, you know what, so we can look at no. It's the same. Why would you put your business or your life in that same situation? You know, it's a real sore spot with me of how many people are touting themselves as a professional coach and they don't have the background behind it. You know, I mean, and anybody can do it, but I dedicate myself to over 200 hours a year of continuing education, you know, and you've got a list, and at some point I'll leave this with you, but I got so upset with it, I didn't want to argue. So I just created a checklist and I said, here, if you're going to talk to others, fine, but make sure you ask them all the same questions.
Excellent.
And then I want to be the last one you talk to.
Yeah,
because absolutely. These are all the things you should ask.
You have to have had the experience. And I think, Jessica, with your business, you have a world of experience already in so many different things, from politics and planning for events for that, to yachts, to helping a younger entrepreneur stylize themselves and create a brand around themselves and presenting themselves out into the world. I mean, really endless, plus all the world travel that you've done. You really are the perfect choice when it comes to concierge service, because really, and I'm overstating if I say you've done it all, because I'm sure there's, back to the point that Dan just made, we are always learning, but you really have had a lot of things and opportunities in your lifetime, let alone in your career already.
But the thing with opportunity is you have to have your eyes open and you have to be able to recognize opportunity when it's standing in front of you. And a lot of people are really scared and they're ignoring things and, you know, oh, I'm just going to stick with this corporate job that I hate because, you know, I've got a 401k and blah, 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 blah. But, oh, your life sounds so great. And it's like, well, you've got to understand there's been a lot of trials and tribulations with that, but I'm willing to see opportunity when it's in front of me, or when it's next to me, and then go and make sure that that opportunity becomes my reality.
It's a choice.
It is a daily choice.
Sometimes,
and you know that.
Times of day.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So there's a million things that you could be doing, but instead you're following your passion. You're meeting incredible people day in and day out, and you're feeling like you're doing something that's true to who you are. And same with Coach Dan, helping people thrive in business is what gets him out of bed in the morning. It's what keeps him up at night. And for me, exactly what I'm doing is what I've always wanted to be doing.
Well, and had you selected a coach who wasn't driven like that, wouldn't have been a good fit for you, right?
You've got to find somebody. Energy.
Yes, exactly. He said that about you, but you said that back to him. Like, we have to continue to surround ourselves with people who are going to help pull and draw out even more accelerated energy than we're already carrying.
Every time I walk away from a meeting with him, I go, I need to be doing more. And I go into just like overdrive, because it's exactly the kick in the butt that I needed. And we all need them. You know, there's always something more you can be doing, and there's always a better, you know, way of refining what you're doing. And with my clients, I want them to know that I'm thinking about all of those things. And I want to make sure that I'm delivering the highest quality version of our products and our services to them, because, you know, we're not cheap. We're not meant to be cheap, and we're not trying to work with everyone. We're trying to work with the people who really value a quality service, a quality product, and a great team of people who are thinking proactively instead of reactively.
Good.
I'd like to share just one quick statement that one of my mentors and maybe one of the greatest business coaches in history, he's quoted at Harvard and everything else. He just passed, and a good friend of mine. And I went over to San Diego to his service, and I was talking to his wife, and I said, what was the last thing he said to you? And she said, well, I asked him, says, why did you work so hard for all these years? And he looked at her and said, because I always felt there was something missing. And what he meant by that is there's always more to learn.
There is always
more. And he was always on this, you know, on this mission to find out, what do I need to learn? What more can I do? What more can I grab from? What can I, you know, it's the forest or the trees. How can I get rid of the fog so I can always see more? Zig Ziglar used to say the great thing about goals is once he got to the peak of that, goals was set. He said he'd always go, darn it. Because once he got up there, he could see another peak he hasn't been to.
Here we go again.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And not everybody's wired that way. Clearly the three of us are, in those circles that we run in. I know people are functioning that way, but I'm always surprised when people aren't thinking that way. And there's always a little bit of a disconnect for me, because I'm constantly in learning. I constantly want to have a next evolution of myself. And it's just, that's how I've been wired.
Let me throw a question out there, mm-hmm. that for those who are listening who might fit into some of this category that we've talked about. Here's a question that'll stop you in your tracks. And there's two or three ways to say it, but I will say, ask yourself, what was the price that I accepted in order to give up my dreams? And what I mean by that is that I might have had a dream. I was getting ready to go out, and somebody said, look, if you'll give that dream up, I'll give you $60,000 a year plus benefits. Oh, well, okay, I'll do that. So ask yourself, what did you settle for in order to give up your dream?
You know, and that can be applied to relationships as well.
Yes, oh, yeah. It can. I was thinking not necessarily relationships, but not just a dollar value or a dollar figure that someone might have challenged us and said, hey, stay here, but also relationships or even mindset. You know, where did we hand someone our worth and our value based on a statement that they said or something that they offered us? Where did we settle?
That's exactly the question.
Yeah.
Now, all I do when I ask that question is I just want you to think. I don't want you to beat yourself up, but I want you to think, because if it makes you just once go, well, I mean, what'd you do? You told me your story, you know, you're successful, and then you found this.
Yep.
You didn't have to do
this.
I had
no idea that this would be part of my life even a year ago. Yeah. And it's a perfect fit.
Yeah. Yes. But you have to ask yourself, what did you give up? Because this, believe me, I've been told you have less than 48 hours to live. And I'm telling you, and I'll also share with you, you know, ask the question, what do you do if you're told that? Well, fact is you can't do anything other than call a few friends and people that you love and tell them that. That's it. You can't do anything. So what are you doing now to prevent that? What are you doing now so that you don't have to face that? And I just hope the three of us affect one person out there that says, you know what? I gave up too much to give up my dreams. I'm going to go chase them again because I can do it. Because this trip around the sun is pretty short.
That it is. Wow. Love that. Wow. So much we could talk about on that note alone. So the two are going to have to come back for more
we'll
of that.
We'll have Coach, we absolutely
yeah,
will.
We'll have the Coach Dan and Jessica and Karen hour again. But I want to make sure that we talk a little bit more about your business. So the launch party is on Thursday night. And who is a perfect client for you? I mean, who can we help you here at Business Radio X connect more with?
Our perfect client is someone who is a forward thinker, who values their time, who, you know, has an interesting lifestyle. Someone who, you know, isn't just picking the kids up from school every day and then going to soccer practice and going home. That's not our client base. Our client base are people who, oh, I've got to fly to Italy tomorrow. And then, oh, I need that flight to be changed because now I've got to get back to New York for a meeting. And, you know, people who are really have that on the go lifestyle, or they've got three or four different homes and they need help keeping all the puzzle pieces together. Just generally people who are thriving and who have busy lifestyles. And I know we all say, oh, I'm so busy. I'm so busy. And I think there's different levels of that. But more than anything, I've been so fortunate in Washington to build a client base of really genuinely wonderful human beings. And that's exactly what we're going for here. I want great people to work with. That being said, we are hiring. So if anyone out there is listening, please go on the website, contact page, send in your resume, fill out the contact form, whatever it may be, because we are looking for people in the Phoenix metro area.
And tell us a little bit about that job description. Are there different types of jobs that are available?
I'm looking for someone who is confident and feels as if they are pretty good at a lot of different things. Similar to myself, obviously, you know, I'm fresh out of school is fine. I just need a can-do attitude. I don't want someone who's lazy or makes a lot of excuses and who's calling and asking me questions when they can find out the answer on their own. So Excellent. That, I mean, it's a broad range. And just someone who's good with people, customer service, someone who's presentable and well-spoken, because that's what our clientele is looking for. And that's what I'm trying to build a team of in Arizona, much like our team in DC.
Fantastic. And there is an application on your website then?
It's simple. You send your resume, you fill out the contact form, and that's it.
Good. Good. Good to know. Remind us once again before we close out our time together today about Thursday's launch. It's being held
at the Museum of the West in Old Town Scottsdale. It's 5 to 7 p.m. and we will be honoring the Women of the Year of Women of Scottsdale, Nancy Kennard, as well as East Valley Women of the Year, Margaret Stevens Reed.
Oh, so exciting. Danny, you'll be there?
I will be.
Good. Yeah. And your wife too? She comes?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Be
I haven't had a chance to meet her yet, but I'm looking forward to seeing you both there. And so tell our listeners, if you both will please, where they can get a hold of you to learn more about your businesses.
Our website is personalizedsolu.com. That will lead you to all social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, email, you name it. Everything's there. So that's the best way to find me.
Great. And Danny?
I'm at realworldbusinesscoach.com, and that's my website. And of course, I'm on LinkedIn and find me there as well.
Great. Thank you both so much for making time to come back and celebrate, obviously, your launch here in Phoenix, that you've landed here and you're ready to take off and soar. And the fact that the two of you have a wonderful connection and mutually supportive, clearly, with the guidance that Coach Dan has offered you, Jessica, as you've made the decision to be here in Phoenix is certainly was a wise choice. So thank you again for being here, and you're welcome back again. I know we have lots to talk about in the future. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.